Okay, it's time to talk all things fitness and health once again with personal trainer from Body Burn Gym, Paul Byrne. Welcome back in again, Paul.
How are you, Sheila?
I'm really good this week. And as always, if you have any questions for Paul, you can get them in to us by texting 53106 at a cost 30 cent, or the email is sheila@newstalk.ie. Now, every week you get a load of questions on nutrition and the best foods to eat for fat loss in particular. So this week you're going to break it down for us and tell us what exactly we should be eating for maximum results.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell people what to eat. I'm going to tell them what I'd eat and what I'd recommend.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say eat this, do that, because you could have your own problems, your own lifestyle.
Mm. And some people have intolerances to certain foods as well.
Certain foods, but this is what I would eat and I'd recommend.
Okay.
So start off with a veg. Eat as much as you want. You know, you can throw it in the oven, steam it, eat it raw, better again. Eat as much vegetables as you can.
Get okay, so no limit to those. Fruit.
Fruit is another thing as well. Don't eat too much fruit. You know, limit your fruit to, like, what I do is, like, apples, berries, you know, cherries, grapefruit, lemons, limes, you know. Avoid ones high in sugar, like bananas and things like that. Fruit is good, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's bad, but too much of it is a sugar, and if we're talking about weight loss, you want to cut back.
Right, and I absolutely, of all the fruit, I think my favourite is bananas. I love them.
And bananas are great as well. Like, bananas are good. Like, I just
a great source of energy, but you just have to be mindful of the amount of sugar in them.
Yeah, good potassium levels, quite stop you cramping. So it'd be great before you run or okay. before you try, and it's quite good.
But if you're trying, maybe not doing a lot of exercise and you're trying to lose fat, they're not the ideal thing to have. So a lot of sugar in bananas. Okay, so we can eat loads of veg, be mindful of fruit. What else can we have?
Protein. Protein, that's the maintenance and repair. That's when you do your hard workouts, you're breaking down muscle fibre. You need something to repair it properly. So good proteins, good chicken, turkey, fish, good lean steaks, meat. You know, like try get grass-fed beef if you're going to get beef and things like that. Make sure it's good quality beef.
Would protein be more important than say, eating carbohydrates?
Well, they're two different things. Protein is maintenance and repair. Carbs is your energy source. So if you want the engine to run, you want your carbs. When the energy's that's been running, it needs to be repaired. That's where your protein comes in. And when you're not getting enough carbs and you're taking in only protein as well, the body, well, any excess protein, the body will start using the protein for energy. And that puts a lot more stress in the system as well. Which brings us down to our next one, the carbs. What about the different carbs? Ones I'd recommend, like whole grain bread, sweet potatoes, brown rice and oatmeal. So they're all good ones.
Okay. You have some rules for us as well on just if you kind of get into the habit of using these on a daily basis, it'll get easier for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. 3 meals a day and 3 snacks a day. Break it down. I'd take 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter, a good quality peanut butter or almond butter. You know, like that's your essential fats as well, which brings us into the next part as well. Fats, which are very, very important in your diet. So
okay.
That's another one to get in.
So why should we be having those in particular? Obviously, you've just said the essential fats, but
what that does, bottom line, is if you have good fats, it helps lower, bad, it kills the bad fat, basically, in your body.
Okay.
Make it simple. Snacking on you, like some veg. Always have some veg on standby. It's good to snack on as well. Protein shakes and protein bars as well. Limit your consumption of dairy. Don't have too much dairy, you know. Have a small bit of it that you need, but try. A lot of people are intolerant to it, so... And have your cheat meal once a week. You've done a clean eating there. So you've had your 3 meals a day. Like you've had your proper carbs. There'll be a list of carbs I think you'll stick on the site as well. What carbs, what proteins are. There's a whole list I broke down for you. You can see it. So bottom line, 3 meals a day and 3 snacks a day. Get your six dishes in. Your breakfast made up of good carbs, like your oatmeal as well. And then you have your protein, your egg whites, which is a very good quality protein. Your lunch, you'll have your sweet potato and any meat dish as well. And lots of vegetables on the plate, you know. And your evening meal, cut back on the carbs and have lots of vegetables and good protein source, which the list of all the proteins are there, really good quality ones.
Okay, so you just have to be prepared. If you want to get results, you have to put a bit of thought into it.
I just had this chat with a client during the week and yeah, she's prepared. She has everything cooked the night before. And this girl is role model, everything right. If you don't prepare, you're going to fail.
Okay.
You know, failure to prepare to fail. That's the way it is. Because you can't get it. You're going to walk into a place and you're going to say, can I have this? And there will be white bread with it. There will be, you know, it'll be cooked in bad oils and things like that. It's very hard to get good food.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts. You just have to do it the right way.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know.
Okay, but if you do it the right way, it does work. So,
does work.
I mean, if you follow your rules there, I mean, what kind of results should you be seeing? I know you've spoken about it before. You should be looking at like no more than a loss of 2 pounds a week.
That's all you want, 7,000 calories deficient in a diet. But it's amazing like the amount of the calories are way down because you're eating this clean food as well. Body fat will drop down. You will with your training as well, of course. You
know? Okay, let's get to some questions that we got sent in. Lads, I was very fit, but I'm now not at all. I'm thinking of doing a kickstart course. Any recommendations? That comes from Tom, listening to us in Dublin.
Well, what I'd recommend is take it slowly, like everything else. If you rush into it, a lot of people after Christmas, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to go great. They go 6-7 days a week and they burn out. And in 2 or 3 weeks, they will stop. And then they go the extreme opposite. It's like if you starve yourself too much, you're going to crash and you're going to eat too much. Take it easy, take it slowly. 2-3 times a week and then add it into there. Take it slowly, but don't do a kickstart. Take it at a long-term plan. Like if you're going the long way, take a year back in fitness.
Mark from Arklow said, I'm 27. I'm off the cigarettes for 5 months, but I've started to put on a good bit of weight. However, I do have a bad back as well. So how can I lose weight without aggravating my back?
Well, that's why he has a bad back. It's because probably the extra weight around the midsection as well.
Okay.
That's giving him back problems and his core could be weak as well. So yeah, he should get some strength training in there. He's putting on extra weight because he doesn't know what to be doing because he's not smoking cigarettes. So he's probably eating more things like sweets and things like that. So cut out any things like what I said with the nutritional tips. Stick to that. The weight will go down. Do some exercise.
And then make it easier to do exercise. Yeah,
it'll all happen. It'll all go. It'll all work well.
And there's a way, obviously, of of minding your back, doing certain exercises, and strengthening yourself up, and it will get better.
Like, stick with the obvious ones as well. Like, see a proper professional trainer, and you'll get right.
Okay, one last question before we move on to your app of the week, Sheila. Am I crazy? Are my thighs swelling from running? I'm slim and fit, but I've noticed my thighs have grown lately. I run 4 to 6 miles 6 days a week.
Very good question. I just had this talk with a girl this morning in the gym. That's water retention. A lot of because the
is
stress
it?
Is put.
So
on
it's not muscle.
It's not muscle. No, she's not building up muscle from running. It doesn't happen. Very common with girls as well running. She's retaining more water. Try to take some dandelion extract or something like that. It'll help the water flush out of her body more.
Okay.
You know, natural diuretic as well. That's a very, very common thing and it's happening to a lot of people. It's the stress on the muscle and that's why your body is holding more water.
So we should be taking things like cleansing teas and stuff like that.
Green tea and things like that.
Yeah.
And drink plenty of water as well. That's very, very important because if you're not taking enough water, your body will retain it.
Well, look, before we let you go, what is your app for this week?
A great app. It's a fitness builder, it's called. Costs about €8, but it's very, very detailed and it's got an amazing amount. It's great. It's a must for every personal trainer out there as well.
Really? Now, that is actually, in terms of app prices, that's pretty much the high end, isn't it?
It's the high end, actually. And it's a really so detailed on every exercise, everything. There's videos, everything. You can do training routines. People log in. All the personal trainers around the world put in their programs they've done. And it's a database, which is phenomenal. €8 and you've got this whole database.
Okay, but is this more for those who are really into fitness, who have maybe been working out for quite some time?
No, but it's great for those who have that. But for beginner level, there's an amazing amount for beginners from all the basic level stuff, the correct form, everything like that.
Okay.
It's a must. It's a really, really good
app.
Okay,
so if you can invest €8, it sounds like a good one to have. Paul, thanks a million for that. We'll chat to you again, of course, next week. Keep the questions coming in from Tim. Always here on News Talk 53106, text number. The information on our own website is at newstalk.ie/Sheila and bodyburn.ie is Paul's website as well. Okay, quick break now. The ABC quiz is next.